We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, so let's talk about, like, especially the comments that Dee Hall made about Kyle Allen. You know, he's Ron Rivera and this coaching staff very familiar with Allen, obviously, and and then once they moved over here, they decided to trade a pick for him to back up Haskins. I know you're a Haskins guy. What do you think about this whole situation? I mean, should Haskins be worried at all? I don't think he should.
Well, I think let's go back to Dee Hall's comment. You know, Dee Hall's comment was, "Do you think Kyle Allen is going to start?" And you know, and I will say I've been following Dee Hall on what he's been doing, and he's been spot on with a lot of things. I think the point he was trying to make is, you know, Kyle Allen is very familiar with the system, and Dwayne, if he's not on it, he's probably going to get beat out. My personal opinion is, when you have a new coach like Coach Rivera, everybody has to earn it. He's kind of like Coach Gibbs from the Coach Gibbs school of thought. Like, you know, it don't matter what you've done the year before, it's what you're going to do now for us. And Dwayne is going to have to compete. Kyle Allen obviously knows the system, and Dwayne is right now going to get every opportunity to come out with the ones and twos. But you got a guy like Kyle Allen who's hungry and who's ready to make his way in the league, so it just puts extra pressure to perform.
Joined by Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. Why don't you refresh our audience's recollection on your relationship with Dwayne Haskins? All right, people know you're an Ohio State guy. Dwayne went to Ohio State, but you've known him and his family for a long time, right? How did that start for you guys?
Yeah, well, it probably started when Dwayne was about 11 years old. Him and my son Skylar were at a passing camp together, and I was sitting in the stands, and I saw this kid throwing. You know, my son gets up, throws about 30 yards, and Dwayne gets up right behind him and throws about 60 yards. And I was like, man, they must got a high school kid out there with the little kids as a camp counselor. And it was Dwayne, right? And him and my son, Skylar, became friends. And he talked about, you know, how he followed me in Madden and stuff. And I just took a liking to the kid and the family. And I convinced him to move to the Washington, D.C. area. They stayed with me for a while. Then we found a great school for him. And he ended up getting the Bullets. And patting those guys over Bullets, and then he was awarded a scholarship to Ohio State. We thought he was going to Maryland. You know, when Edsel was recruiting him and Loxley was the offensive coordinator, we thought he was going to Maryland. And then, obviously, you know what happened with the Maryland situation. Edsel leaves, Loxley takes over for a year, and then he moves on. And then all the program just kind of blew up for a couple of years. And then you know the story now. He got drafted to the Redskins. I might say I had a little bit of a convincing, but you know, I twisted our man's arm just a little bit down at the players' arm at the owners' meeting trying to sell Dwayne. But he's a kid. You know, he's been a top quarterback for a long time, and now in the NFL, it doesn't matter. You got to go out there and earn it each year.
Do you find him to be like people don't know? Do you find him to be a hard worker?
Well, I think Dwayne knows, you know, that in order to be what he wants to accomplish, you know, play 15 years in the NFL, that it doesn't come from not being a hard worker. So I tell every player, you know, it's like you can tell us you're a hard worker, but it'll show at some point. So I think he knows everything it takes to go out there and make sure he's throwing all the time, go and make sure he's staying on top of his diet, his sleep, his body, and he's doing everything he needs. Now, whether he is doing that all the time, I see him throwing and stuff, but I tell him, like, let that show on the field.
Uh-huh. We had, like, a little debate yesterday on the show in the morning, mm-hmm. and talking about Hall's comments, and this is the way I feel, and it's obviously impossible to get into Rivera's head, But I believe that, you know, I knew they talked to Tua and they just do their due diligence before the draft. But I think Rivera knows that if they have to go to Kyle Allen, it's only because, well, if they go to Kyle Allen because of injury, that's one thing. But if they have to go to Kyle Allen because Dwayne just isn't ready and he's just not good enough, then it's there. That sets them back even further than they are. So I was saying if Rivera took this job going, you know what, Dwayne's good, but he's really not my guy, then they really have to entertain drafting Tua too. Now, I don't think that's going to happen. I think he took the job thinking, I can work with Haskins. I think he's the guy. But Kyle Allen, to me, is just an insurance policy in case Dwayne gets hurt.
Could be, you know, it could be. And I think you're absolutely right. Sometimes this is a quarter of new coach coming in. You want to get a quarterback that's your guy. But in the case with a number two pick, unfortunately for this year, the number two pick could possibly land the best player in the draft we've seen probably in the last 5 years. I mean, this, you know, when we talk about Chase Young, yeah. I mean, this kid is disruptive, and it'd be almost insane, like, to pass up over a kid talent like that. And I know we have Sweat and we have Kerrigan, but, I mean, this type of edge rusher and this type of force and how he can dominate, I had a chance to see him. You know, he's 6'5", 6'6". He's from the Washington, D.C. area. And he dominated the Big Ten. He's just a monster. So would you pass on the next Bruce Smith, Reggie White, Julius Peppers type guy? I mean, he's a sure bonafide defense. I wouldn't either, because you see what the other two Bosa brothers have done for their defensive line. So, and then if it doesn't work out for Dwayne, we know that everybody's going to get in the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
Everybody's going to. So I think people are looking at it like, yeah, we could get to it this year, but it's a couple quarterbacks that's coming out in the next couple years that are outstanding, that the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes is going to be real and it'll probably start soon.
Talking to Sean Springs, former Redskins corner, talking about Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, now Chase Young. Back to the quarterback situation. I'm just curious. You were, of course, drafted very high back in the day from Seattle. Who were your quarterbacks in your first couple of seasons?
My first year, they had traded. I think they had Freeze. We had like Freeze, John Freeze, or something from Washington State. I don't know if you guys here remember
right.
him.
Oh,
and Kitna, and a guy named John Kitna was his backup.
Uh-huh.
And I remember Kitna, and I think Kitna was at Dallas for the last couple of years, quarterback coach or something like that. And then we traded for my second year. We traded for Warren Moon.
Oh, you had
traded for Warren Moon. We traded for Warren Moon. Came in for 2 years. Then Coach Holmgren. Then after Moon left, my third year, Coach traded. He recruited Trent from Baltimore. Trent just won a Super Bowl. Came over to Seattle for a couple of years, and he traded for a guy named Matt Hasselbeck. And my boy Matty Hasselbeck. So for the most part, had Trent. And then I had the Hasselbeck for most of the years I was in Seattle. Matt, he came on.
Now
he did a good job.
You played with Ricky Waters. I don't know for how long, but Waters was there in your first few years. Was he a good dude? Was he strange? Did people like him? Do you still talk to him?
Ricky running Waters. Rick was good, man. He was he was different because in this day and age, he would be like the typical athlete where he not only was he a football player, but Rick was a rapper and everything else. So
right.
Rick was 15 years ahead of his time.
Uh-huh. I mean, he was a hell of a player because you know me, I'm a Niner fan, and watching him in the 94 season, he was so good.
Right.
But he always seemed like he was a little aloof, but I didn't know if that was the case or not.
Also, for Junkies historians, he was on Bada the Pro back in the day.
Oh, that's right. He was. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Sean, we used to do this bit when we first started out as a nighttime show for 5 years. You'd be able to get, like, a media directory that the teams would put out, and it would say the hotels that teams were staying at.
Right.
And back then, the radio rules weren't as tight. We would just call into the hotel, and we would just say, can you connect us with Ricky Waters? And boom, the phone would ring up, and we'd call it Bob the Pro. Some guys would just ignore you. Some guys would end up talking to you for like 10 minutes.
I think Ricky hung up on us. I think I remember Ricky hanging up. So it's going to be interesting, Sean, to see what happens here. You know, I told you this last time we had you on the show. It just sucks for Dwayne. I know he's working out, but it sucks that he's not able to go throw to these guys, the guys he's going to be playing with.
Well, you know, it wouldn't be D.C. if we didn't have some type of quarterback controversy. J.P., we used to talk about it all the time. We just can't help it here in Washington. So, you know.
Well, you're just hoping. I mean, to be honest, you're hoping that Dwayne takes the bull by the horns, right? He showed us a little something in kind of the last game and a half that he was on the field. And you just hope that he is what everybody thinks that he could be, you know? And he could still be just, you know, you didn't see much last season, but he could still be a franchise quarterback for this team for years.
Yeah, and he could be. Well, first of all, let me say this. You know, he's been at Ohio State. He's used to competition. He, you know, him and Joe battled the whole spring who would become the starting quarterback, right? So he affected the draft because Joe was able to leave, go to LSU, and now he's going to be the first pick. And I tell people, I said, you guys forget Dwayne only had 1 year in college. Can you imagine if Dwayne would have been at Ohio State this year?
Right.
You know, and the kid from Georgia put up numbers, but, I mean, Dwayne's numbers were incredible. He'd have put up 100 touchdowns in 2 years. I think people forget he probably would have stayed in school with the talent they had on the team. We probably would have potentially could have won the national title, and he probably would have put up 50 touchdowns. We know that just based on, you know, production of Ohio State quarterbacks under Ryan Day.
Right, right. Can you envision the NFL playing games without fans?
No, that would be devastating. I can't see that happening. I can never see the NFL playing without fans. That would be, just unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And I don't think the players would go for it.
Right. Do the players have to approve any sort of format that the commissioner or the owners come up with?
I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, I'm not too familiar with the new CBA rules. If this is allowed, I think this is unprecedented. So I don't know. I don't even know if that's even in the book, right?
Right.
Gotcha. I guess we had some games where we weren't good at times in Seattle when the Kingdome was half empty, so you had to play.
Yeah. All right, brother. Well, appreciate the time. Thanks for helping us out this weekend, man.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. I didn't get in trouble this weekend. You guys got me in trouble. Everybody got mad at me because I said the kid was average corner. So I'm trying not to be controversial when I come on the show.
Are you talking about Dunny?
Dunbar?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Well, you got to speak your truth. And you're a guy who was a top-level corner in the league for many, many years. You got to say what your eyes see.
Well, you know, but people don't like to hear it sometimes, man. And people don't like to hear the truth. But I thought, you know, this is one show we could come on and we could just speak the truth. You know, bring the fire at all times, man.
Yep.
That's why the junkies are real.
You can, bro. And come on anytime, man. We got nothing but time.
All right, man. Sounds good.
That's our pal Sean Springs, former Redskins corner. Giving us his take on Dwayne Haskins versus Kyle Allen. We can open up the phone lines again, 800-66-107. So the reason we had Sean on is because D'Angelo Hall was on the NFL Network and said he just doesn't see Dwayne Haskins being the starter this year. Believes that Kyle Allen has a leg up. There's a reason the Redskins traded for him, that he has a leg up because he was playing in Scott Turner's system, playing underneath Ron Rivera, and he has more experience overall, just has played more in the NFL, and with probably limited OTAs, if any, limited training camp, if any, if you get to NFL games, he believes that Kyle Allen is going to be the starter. You just heard from Sean, he maybe goes the other way. You can give us your take. 800-636-1067. It's JP and Bish hanging out this Saturday morning on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.